with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Brian Koberger was sentenced to life in prison for killing four University of Idaho students in a rental home in 2022.
Brian Koberger faced the family and friends of his victims at his sentencing. Earlier this month, he pleaded guilty in a deal to avoid the death penalty. He's accused of sneaking into a rental home near the University of Idaho campus and stabbing four students to death in 2022.
Today we are here to prove to the world that you pick the wrong families.
Kaylee Gonsalves's father, Steve Gonsalves, and sister Olivia both testified. Dylan Mortison was one of two roommates who was in the house the night of the killings.
My nervous system never got the message that it is over, and it won't let me forget what he did to them.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Transgender athletes claiming to be women are now prohibited from U.S. Olympic women's sports. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is citing an executive order from President Donald Trump. The order, signed in February, threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing transgender athletes in women's sports. The policy is listed under the USOPC Athlete Safety Policy and follows a similar move by the NCAA earlier this year. National governing bodies for various sports like swimming and track and field are expected to comply with the directive. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A judge has rejected a Trump administration request to unseal transcripts from grand jury investigations of Jeffrey Epstein years ago in Florida. A similar request for the work of a different grand jury is pending in New York. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 507 points. The Nasdaq rose 127, with the S&P 500 advancing by 49 points. This is SRN News. The Army issues an apology. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
During the Biden years, an anti-terrorism briefing was given at Fort Bragg during which instructors listed various pro-life organizations as potential terrorist groups. Pro-lifers complained to no avail. But now that President Trump is back in office, the Army is issuing an apology stating that, quote, this mischaracterization was not only inaccurate but also deeply inappropriate, as was the previous administration's inadequate response to the serious incident. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals have defaced the offices of New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The New York Post reports the Boogie Down Liberation Front, an anti-Israel group, has claimed responsibility for the vandalism. The front is angry with the congresswoman for voting against legislation that would have cut funding to Israel. SRN News. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes slid in June.
It was the slowest pace since last September, as mortgage rates remained elevated and national median sales prices hit unprecedented levels. Existing homes fell 2.7% last month from May, according to the National Association of Realtors. Sales were flat compared with June last year. Home prices increased on an annual basis for the 24th consecutive month. John Scott reporting.
President Trump unveiled an AI action plan shaped by Silicon Valley tech leaders who supported his campaign. The plan disclosed Wednesday focuses on boosting artificial intelligence technology exports, streamlining permits for energy-intensive data centers, and exporting American AI around the world. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.